Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is M&M Investments.
-4.5 on the road. I am all in against bad quarterbacks and no impact quarterbacks.
Featuring Mutt and Merlone.
A well-rounded football team. I don't think they lose four games in a row. I think right now it's about 3.5.
Brought to you by Twin River Casino and Hotel. Check out the brand new sports book at Twin River Casino in Lincoln, Rhode Island. Now open. Here's Mike Mutnatsky and Lou Merlone.
From Atlanta, from Radio Row, and from Super Bowl 53, it is, I think the last football edition of M&M Investments for the year.
I think it's sad.
I know.
It's sad, but it's the big one.
Well, it's sad because I've lost a lot of money here the last couple of weeks, so I'm sad about that.
Had a good week last week. I think I went undefeated.
You gave the people a huge weekend.
Sure.
People who backed Lou last week went 4-0. If they backed me, they got the lock right, but that was the only thing we got right.
So what does that mean? So because we've been pretty much going back and forth, right? Like, I think I went undefeated this week. Didn't win a game the week before. I think I went undefeated the week before that. So what are we doing here?
That is a wild up and down. There is no steadiness to that whatsoever.
No, but that's all right.
That's gambling,
I either crush the guy or I lose.
Yeah. I'd rather lose big than just lose a little bit.
Well,
if you're going to lose.
Do it right. We only got one game here to go, but I got a feeling this a prop bet's going to
pop
up.
We got one game. We're going to go through the game itself. We'll talk a little bit about this week down here at the Super Bowl. The betting line is something that is worth talking about as well, and we'll tell you that we are, as always, presented by our friends at Twin River. It is going to be jammed at Twin River this weekend because you're going to go there. But it's the only one of two places, either Twin River at Lincoln or Tiverton, where you can bet legally here in New England. I reached out to the folks at Twin River today, and they had a couple of things they wanted to pass along
well,
to our great audience. So before we'll do that, we'll jump into Patriots and Rams. They want you to know to bet early this week. There can be a lot. They're expecting a lot of people. They put more people on staff. They have more people that are taking your bets. And through Sunday, in fact, including more betting windows on the second floor grandstand. They got the new furniture set up in the sports bar, sports book bar and grill as well. They're going to have betting kiosks by March Madness. So by the time you get to March Madness, you walk in, you won't even need a teller, you get a voucher, you can go bet in a machine. That's how easy it's going to be, but they're available all week. Prop bets, Pats, Rams, available right up until kickoff on Sunday. They're just asking you to get there a little bit early, given that they expect a huge crowd there this weekend at Twin River.
Do your homework and get there now. Yep. What are you going to change your mind? You know how this thing's going to play out. That's the problem. This is the whole thing. Everybody walks into a Super Bowl, right? They have a visual of how the game is going to go.
Fall behind 28-3 and come back and win?
So,
sure, yeah.
So put everything, every bet, prop bet, whatever you might be, if you're going to bet this game, on how you think this thing is going to go. Don't hedge it. You know, I mean, don't take the Pats and then, you know, throw some cash on Goff and Gurley to blow up. Just go for everything, right? And if a game plays out the way you think, you should be sitting there pretty.
And you can build your prop bets, and we'll talk about it, around what you think the expectation of the game is going to be. As for the betting line, this thing opened in a lot of places between Rams -1.5 and Pick'em. It has swung completely the Patriots' way.
Yep.
They are favored by 2.5 in most places. At William Hill, which is the sports book for Twin River, the Patriots right now are -3 plus 100. So they're even money on that bet. So they're telling you, hey, bet the Patriots with us at 3. And you're going to get no juice. No juice whatsoever. There's no vig involved there. Their over-under is 56.5. That has steadily gone down across the board. This thing opened much higher.
Which
a couple
I think
points
is
higher,
interesting.
And has come down. And if you listen to the sharp guys in Vegas, they're betting the under right now, which is going to go against my feelings on how this game is going to go. So we'll call it -3. We'll call it 56.5. It's going to be $300 million bet legally on this game on Sunday with all this legal betting, including in Rhode Island. And you said you got a feeling about how this thing is going to go. I didn't until sort of the middle of last week. Didn't have a good feeling. Yep. I thought I picked against the Patriots 2 weeks in a row.
Sure.
I picked against them to lose, and now they're playing a Rams team that's pretty good, won 13 games. But about the middle of last week, it finally hit me. If Tom Brady's healthy, they're winning the Super Bowl.
What'd I tell you?
Tom Brady's healthy.
What'd I tell you about the fuck you tour he's on
That's
right
exactly
now?
What you said.
Right? And I think he's on it. I think this team is on it. I actually think maybe little Rob Gronkowski is on it. I think there's a chance you wake up Monday and we sit there and the first call is, yeah, you idiots. You thought Brady was done. You thought Gronk was a shell of himself. Look, Gronk goes for 100. Brady goes for 360. MVP of the game again. So I felt that way after I needed to see it in San Diego. I said that Charger game was sort of like game three in Yankee Stadium. I needed to see it. And once I saw it, that's it. I'm done. I ain't betting against these guys. I think this game, much like the Philly Super Bowl, is a more comfortable win.
And that was a comfortable win. The scoreboard does not indicate just how comfortable
that final
score
was. But we know it was comfortable.
Yeah, because you had McNabb slowed down, puking on himself,
yeah,
not in the hurry-up offense. So I would like to sit here and tell you that I'm with the Rams and I'm going to go against the Patriots again. I can't do it. And it starts with Brady. I also think there is something to the way this game is bet. I mean, to have that kind of swing between -1, -1.5, and now 2.5 and 3 in some spots, dude, that is significant.
That's a huge swing.
That is big money going the Patriots' way. And I have not seen any good argument. I have not heard any compelling argument here this week. Maybe you have among the guests you've had or here on Radio Row, of why the Rams are supposed to win this game. And if the money is going the Patriots' way, and I've not heard a good explanation why the Rams are going to upset the apple cart, how do you not bet them this
week? I think they got a couple things. Number one, we talked to Teddy Bruschi yesterday. He sat down with us like an hour and a half, and it was outstanding. And he doesn't think it's going to be that comfortable. He brings up some good points about the defense of the Rams. We all felt going into the year, you do fantasy football, right?
Sure do.
Well, Rams defensively, where were they taken in your league? Pretty high.
Yeah, because they had all the talent. They spent that money on Peters and Tlaib and Healthy and Darnold, blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
Two great corners, two great tackles. He says it's going to be one of the better defenses in the league. Well, they weren't. They were awful early on in the year. They just outscored people. They were one of the worst rushing defenses in the league, giving up 5.1 a carry, which is the reason why I took Ezekiel Elliott and the Cowboys against the Rams that first weekend, because I thought they'd be able to control the football.
Yep.
But the one thing he pointed out in watching this team more defensively, this is Bruschi, they're more in sync. They're more playing together. Not playing for themselves anymore. You know, Tlaib's not looking for that contract. Sue's not looking for that contract. They're at the point now where it's the Super Bowl. It's the playoffs. Forget about the future. I'm here. We need to start winning games and doing things that make me the great football player and help my team win. So defensively, I do think they're playing better. I just don't think that it's going to be enough. You know, Bill Belichick, we talked to him last week and said, Big O asked him about stopping the run, why they've been so good lately, and he says they've been predominantly playing zone, which is helping them kind of stop the run as opposed to man. More guys can get involved in stopping the run. And against Tom Brady in this offense, you're going to play a zone?
He's going to pick you apart.
He's going to
break you apart.
I think Gronk is healthy. I think everybody in this team is freaking healthy.
Well, you called the Brady fuck you tour. It can also be / Brady's knee doesn't bother him.
Yes.
I mean, it was in the Kansas City game. Like, I just didn't. I didn't recognize it in the games leading up to it. I thought the Chargers just laid an egg. It turns out Brady just looks better. He looks like vintage Tom Brady. Some of the throws that he made, and he made some mistakes, and obviously they benefited from the D-Ford offsides. But he's going to have 2 weeks to look at a defense that he's seen a bunch of times under Wade Phillips. He's got weapons, that, even more so than the last time they faced a Wade Phillips defense. We talked with Charlie Weiss this week.
Yeah.
And Weiss said, go back and look at the 2015 AFC title game. That's when Wade Phillips had the Broncos, 2018, your final out in Denver. Look at what they did. And they slowed down Brady. He was terrible in that game. Quarterback rating like 50, couple of picks, terrible. But his running backs were Brandon Bolden, James White, and Steven Jackson.
Yep.
His wide receiving core was probably similar to what it is right now. But you have healthy Rob Gronkowski heading into this game right now. You have Julian Edelman as healthy
right
as you
now.
Can be. You have it feels like a better group. An offensive line that was 26th in money allotted to this Patriots offensive line, number one in almost everybody's metrics about protecting Tom Brady this year. That offensive line in Denver sucked. Brady got his ass kicked by a guy we just saw here, Von Miller, a few minutes ago. So I look at that and say, instead of being in Denver, it's neutral site. Pat's offensive line is healthy.
Yep.
And they have more weapons this time around.
So
talent of the Rams, how are they going to slow down this Patriot offense?
You mentioned the FU tour, and it's more about him being healthy, but that's it. That's what I'm talking about, because what he's sitting there saying, what we watched from pretty much that Tennessee game to, say, maybe even Buffalo, was a Tom Brady that was hurt, a Tom Brady that was playing through an MCL injury. I think a lot of people at this point realize that. So he wasn't right physically. It had nothing to do with his age. And he's looking at it going, you dumb shits. I was hurt. I am not old. I'm just hurt, and I'm playing through it. Oh, by the way, maybe a young buck wouldn't. So he played through it. He was smart. He was bailing on some throws because he didn't want to take a hit. He knew his knee was bothering him. So that's what it's all about. So during this stretch, you people are talking about how I'm done. You people are talking about how I'm old. When I was just hurt. And I think Gronk is almost in the same category. You know, when you hear Brady say, I loved Gronk having a lot of fun at media night, and you know what? That's a good sign. That's a good sign that he's healthy, that he's having some fun. I think Gronk's in that same boat. You gave the guy a bye week. I expect a big game, old school game, from Rob Gronkowski against this Rams defense.
On the other side, look, it's not Patrick Mahomes. You know, one of the reasons, again, I like Kansas City was that, you know, Mahomes is, he looks like a generational quarterback. I don't think he didn't lose anything in defeat to you, did he? I mean, he still looks like
the
next best thing in the NFL. Jared Goff, man, since Cooper Kupp went down,
he's lost him.
He's been a different quarterback. And these stood out to me. So this is Jared Goff under pressure. When he had Cooper Kupp, 60 attempts, 396 yards, 3 touchdowns, no picks, and a quarterback rating of over 80. Since he lost Cooper Kupp against pressure, 21 of 48 for 219, no touchdowns, 2 picks, and a 40.2 quarterback rating. That's essentially the same quarterback rating under pressure as Josh Rosen out in Arizona. He is a different quarterback without his binky, without his guy in the middle of the field. And it doesn't mean he's a bad quarterback, but Brian Flores, to his credit, has pressured a lot more in these playoffs. He's gotten after guys, they blitz, they do some different things. They don't sit back and do their own thing. He's not as mobile as Mahomes. They won't be as afraid of him running the ball. I think they're going to attack Jared Goff, and I think the pressure of the Patriots defense is going to get to Goff.
Well, I think they have to pick their spots, you know, as far as pressuring him, because, you know, the other stat, too, is that, you know, basically this Rams offense runs off play action, you know, and when...
How good can the play action be if it's C.J. Anderson and a banged-up Todd Gurley?
I understand that, but C.J. Anderson still ran for 100 yards. So he wasn't good against the Saints, but he had those 3 consecutive games. So, you know, you talk about taking something away, I think they take away the run. So when, you know, if you're going to be trying to take away the run, you know, the play action, I think you're going to lose a step or two because you're thinking about running the football. Now, in certain passing situations, sure, they'll get after him, I think. But their goal right now has got to be to stop the run, whether it is Gurley, whether it is C.J. Anderson. I don't think Gurley is healthy. But I don't think now is the time to sit there and say, C.J. Anderson can't beat you. I mean, the dude run for 3 weeks in a row over 100 yards. So if they can get C.J. Anderson going, whether it's got Gurley or not, that play action will work. Well, so when you're defending the play action or the run, I think, you know, you'll get some time in that with that situation.
If that's going to happen, though, that the Rams have to be involved early, right? If they fall behind early in this game, that league gives you more pressure opportunities. I guess to me, I think it's going to be a higher scoring game early. I think the Patriots are playing from ahead early in this game, puts the Rams in the position where they have to throw the ball a little bit more. And I think they end up having to rely on Goff, which is a problem. The other thing Weiss said was that he picked them to stomp the Rams, the Pats big. He said on the other side, the one scenario where the Rams are in this game is they stop the run of the Patriots, and the Rams are able to run the football.
Well, that's one thing that the Patriots
have. Sounds basic, but, I mean, it's the reality.
And when you look at the Pats against the Chargers, look at the Pats against the Chiefs, one thing they've done is they've come out and they've scored right away. And they've put the team, you know, in that sort of mode. Do they need to do that here? If in order to do it, they got to buck a trend because this team, I don't think, has scored a touchdown in the first quarter of a Super Bowl. So they have not come out and they have not put up points in the first quarter at all. I don't think Gurley's right. You know, that's one of the things. You know, one of the prop bets that I do love is Gurley's rushing and receiving yards is at 102.5. I will take the under in this. You know, Todd Gurley, if he was 100% Todd Gurley, that number wouldn't be 102.5. I mean, that'd be probably 146, something in that range, 150 or whatever. But I still think 102.5 is a big number for a running back, total yards, who I don't think is right. And I think, if nothing else, he's going to split carries. You know, I mean, C.J. Anderson's going to be out there a while. You know, I mean, some carries here. So you're not talking about a full workload for Todd Gurley. And 102.5 yards, I think the over-under in the rushing yards is 70. I think I like that one as well. But I just don't see him being effective.
Where are you on the quarterbacks? There's a lot of prop bets. These are all available at Twin River. When you get there, you go right up to the sheets out there, grab the prop bet, and they'll have the number of the bet assigned to it. It's like 14 pages. You can bet all sorts of stuff. I think we're on some similar quarterback props. I have for Tom Brady, and I said this on the air as one of my lock props. This is my lock prop, I guess. Over on completions. It's down to 25.5 completions. Give me the over, even at minus 150. He's going to have 28, 29, 30 completions. He's going to throw it a lot. I love Brady over completions in this game.
Well, again, it goes back to what we said, what we think is going to happen. I think they're going to throw the football. And I know a lot of people, we talk about what this team has become running the football, but the way, again, guys like Sue and Donald have been playing in the postseason, I think that's enough for Bill to see. I'm not so sure they're going to bang their head against the wall. You know, so I could see this team throwing the football. So when if I think they're going to throw it, I don't know how Tom Brady, the one I like, is over 300.5 yards. Like, over 300.5 yards? I mean, his last two Super Bowls, he's thrown for 505 and 466. You know, against Seattle's defense, 328. And you're going to tell me 305? And I think that number is a bargain. I think that is low because I think a lot of people look at the Patriots as a running football team. And I don't think they're going to bang their head against the wall. I think you're going to see a lot of James White. I think you're going to see a lot of Rex Burkhead. Because he gives you that dual threat, whereas Sony Michel, we know you're running the football. So I think he chucks it.
And the other quarterback prop I'm going to have is Goff interception. So it's set at a half, so basically I'm taking the over on him throwing a pick.
Yep.
It's minus 155, but if I think they have to throw the ball in their trailing mode, they're going to have to throw a lot in this game. Goff eventually throws a pick. So those are the two quarterback props that I like. What else do you like from a prop bet perspective?
Well, again, how I think it plays out,
I love props.
I
love them. I love them. Oh.
Because I like Rob Gronkowski in this game. Now going into,
you think he's healthy all of a sudden.
Yeah, and going into that Kansas City game, I'm like, you know, is this what he is? Is he a blocking tight end? You look at his last four or five games, and you know, their games he didn't have a catch. I think it's Buffalo, two catches, one catch. And I said, you know, this is what he is. He's a blocking tight end, and he's just not going to have that 7-8 catch game, 100 yards touchdown, 90 yards touchdown. I think they went to him early in that Kansas City game. I like the way he's reacted here this week. I think the bye week helps. And I think you sort of lull into sleep of this is who he is. He's a blocking tight end, and we'll pay attention, but not as much as maybe we once did or once needed to. And I think he takes advantage of that. So the Gronk prop bets over 4.5 catches. I will take over 4.5 catches. I think he catches the ball 5 times. I think he catches the ball 7 times, 8 times in that range. And it's 54.5 yards.
That's it?
If I think he's going to catch the ball 5 times,
you got to be committed.
You know, one of them's going to be an 18, 20-something yard catch. You know what I'm saying? So if I think he's going to get the ball 5 times, I think he's going to get over 54.5 yards. I can tell you that much.
You going to bet him to win the MVP?
Not the MVP.
Plus 4,000, I saw.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's Brady.
Yeah, see, if he has a good game, Brady has a good game.
I'm all for, like, taking shots at MVPs, but I'm also not for throwing money away.
That's kind of the idea of the podcast.
But,
yeah.
But you know what I mean? Julian Edelman, could he be MVP? Oh,
he's taking
game?
A lot of money. We started plus 4,000, now plus 2,000.
Gronk, could he?
So
sure.
40 to 1 to 20.
But what do you have to do as a wide receiver to go crazy to win an MVP?
Whereas
the quarterback won't get it. And it is Tom Brady. So 150, two touchdowns, 12 catches. Okay.
Okay, so let me explain why I'm going to do it with somebody else. So you're on Gronk. Man, he's been so good to me in these games. And this is why the props are so good. Every play matters. You get a player prop, every play matters. Every quarter matters. You can bet the quarter, you can bet the half, you can bet the combination of the halftime winner and the end game. You can bet on the coin toss, the Gatorade. That is for every game. Allow us to bet these props. James White's my guy.
Yep.
I have ridden James White a couple of years ago in that Falcons game. I was all over James White all week, and we cashed out big. We're going to try to do it again. Now, the odds are nowhere near as good as they were when James White was not a relative unknown but part of the mix. It's 6.5 is the over-under number for catches.
Catches, yeah.
That's a lot of catches for James White. So I'm going to tread lightly. The yardage, though, is at 56.5.
Ooh.
I am all over the over on yardage receiving for James White in this game. And I like him in the MVP. In the case that I'll make, he's 20-1. He can have a touchdown catch or two and also run one in, get to 3 touchdowns total, and maybe have more than Brady and end up being the MVP. And at 20-1, if it's not Brady and it goes the way I think it's going to go, it's going to be James White. So I'm going to be on James White 20-1 to win the MVP. And, you know, if you really wanted to be smart about it, you could spend some money on Brady and James White, kind of mix and match and know that, okay, one of these guys that they both play well, one of these guys is going to win the MVP. So you're on Gronk in this game, I'm on James White.
Yeah. And, you know, the other thing, too, is we talk about this game. I like the Pats to cover. I like the over. I said it yesterday. I think it's 38-27. So with that, you know, I'm not going to bet the minus 3, even at 100. You know what I mean? Even at plus 100, even money.
Right now, yeah.
So I why not? How do I think it's going to play out? I think they win this football game. Do I think they win by more than 12? No. I don't think it's going to get crazy.
Is Merlone Investments going alternate game line here?
Yes.
Ooh.
We're going to do a little alternate line. But the one I like is So the Patriots, if they win by 1 to 6 points, so if you think it's going to be a close game and the Pats win, it's plus 350. So you, if you think they're going to win by one, by four, by whatever, six, it's plus 350. Then you go Pat 7 to 12 points. If they win the game by 7 points, 8 points, 10 points, whatever, 7 to 12, plus 550. I've already bet the 350, 1 to 6, you know, and I'm going to bet the 7 to 12 as well.
Yeah, those two, yeah.
And, I mean, hey, if I put, you know, money on each one, as long as they win this football game by 12 points, I'm walking home a winner.
The other two I'm going to have, and maybe not as much, but the kid Everett for the Rams,
yeah,
he's going to be involved in the passing game. Rams are going to fall behind in this game. He's over-under is 2.5 catches.
Yeah.
He's getting 3 catches in this game. It's plus 120. I like that a lot, especially at the plus 120 odds. And I am a sucker for this one. Is there going to be a two-point conversion successful in the game with McVay, kind of this offensive mind, maybe trailing and have to come something out? Or Belichick trying to get an advantage at some point? It's plus 150 on yes. Give me yes. So two-point conversion and then Everett over 2.5 catches.
See, you're so right, though, because the prop bets are everywhere. And the only thing I could say is just how I do it is just how I envision the game going and looking for the prop bet that backs that up. That's it, you know. And for me, I mean, you look at Julian Edelman, and it's sort of the same thing with you with James White. So the yardage is 84.5. Now, I think he's going to get over that as well. But the over-under is 7 catches.
That's a big number.
But I still like that number. I still like 8 catches from Julian Edelman. And I figure 7's the low. I mean, we wake up Monday morning and Julian Edelman's going to have 5 catches, 6 catches. So even if it's 7, I'm pushing. I don't see me waking up Monday morning talking about where did Julian Edelman go in this game? Why do you only have 4 catches,
especially
5 catches, 6 catches? Exactly. You know, by the way, Nickell Robey-Coleman, you know, the slot god, he's the guy that's covering Julian Edelman. So when you insult Tom Brady, you insult Julian Edelman. That's it. Bottom line, he's going to do whatever he can to show this guy up. 7 catches? Man, he's getting 8 catches, I can tell you right now.
So it's minus 356.5. I'm unfortunately exactly with you on this. I'm with the Patriots, and I've liked the over for a long time. I think it's like 38-30, though. Both teams get into the 30s, shoot out into the fourth quarter, so it goes well over the total. Quarterbacks, Brady has a big yardage game. Goff throws a pick here at some point, but a higher scoring game where if it's not Brady, it's James White for the MVP. So give me the Patriots 38-30 in this Super Bowl. The money right now is all in the Patriots. The Golden Nugget, most lopsided Super Bowl they've seen. 70% of the money is on the Patriots, 79% of the bets. The over is getting bet right now, but the under is taking more money. So I'm on the Patriots 38-30. What was your final?
I got 38-27 Pats. Pats in the over.
Lou, it's been a fun year, buddy.
Been a good time. Hopefully we're going to win some cash this weekend.
Hopefully you'll get yourself out to Twin River Casino. Hopefully you'll check out our guy on Twitter, SVCallahan22. Keeps track of all this crap.
I love it.
Did a great job. Thank you so much, anonymous Twitter friend who helps us out with the
podcast. Twin River.
Thank you, Twin River, Craig, and the great folks down there. Get there early this weekend. They expect a big crowd. They'll have extra tellers on hand to try to help you out. But Twin River is the place to bet the Super Bowl legally. Remember, bet with your head not over it, folks. We'll talk to you. I'm not sure when, but it'll be outside of football season on M&M Investment Season.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.